Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your favorite bad movies that everybody needs to watch. The power lines are going crazy at 869-1093. All right, girl, what's your movie?
Zombievers.
Zombie what?
It's called Zombievers.
Zombievers?
Oh, my gosh.
It's about zombie beavers. It's hysterical.
That sounds so bad.
There really is a movie called Zombievers, and it gets a 4.8 out of 10 stars on IMDb.
This it's has worse hysterical. Ratings than Dirty Love. That's funny.
No, it's so bad, it's good.
Oh, you should see the front of it. It's got a zombie beaver on the...
His eyes are all lit up, and there's people in a boat waiting for him. That's funny.
You have to see it. It's great.
You know what? I'm going to look for it. I got to see it now.
Yeah, you have to. It's so funny.
Zombie.
Thanks for telling us about it. Zombievers this morning. I didn't expect that call. Thank you for waking up and listening to us.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Zombievers, a bad one. Your favorite bad movie that everybody needs to watch. How about you?
Bad Santa.
I love Bad Santa.
Yeah, Bad Santa is just a... It's not a good movie. It's horrible. Not to mention, if you watch it with your kid, which I was the guy that did that, sorry. Hello, Power 93.5, your favorite bad movie that everybody needs to watch.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I love that movie.
Little Shop of
Horrors. I love that movie. You never seen it, Hitman?
No.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that movie. I was watching it with some friends one day, and they were like, this movie sucks.
What?
I was like, ugh. It's hilarious. Like, you don't get it. Like, man, yeah.
Hey, did you know there's two alternate endings to that movie? There's the original ending, and then there's the more happy ending.
I did not. Now I'm going to have to Google that.
Yep, okay, Google that.
A little scary that Carla knows this.
I love that movie.
Okay, Little Shop of Horrors. That's another movie from the 80s that's getting a bad knock this morning. Thank you for calling. I love it. Look, what? One more call this morning. He's been on hold, dying to get on the air with us. Shane, who listens to us every single morning here at Power 93.5. The stupidest bad movie you ever saw, Shanesky, what is it?
The stupidest movie I'd ever watched, man. And in a way, it's so stupid, you kind of end up catching yourself watching it again. And that's that movie, Pootie Tang.
Huh.
I like that movie.
I'd watch it just for the name.
You know, watch Pootie Tang?
Yeah, I think I would watch Pootie Tang. I'm looking it up on the Internet Movie Database. It came out in 2001.
Chris Rock.
It's got a one star. So,
it does?
Yeah, so it's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
It's about this musician or actor. He's a folk hero of the ghetto, and it chronicles his early childhood to his battles against the evil corporate America who try to steal his magic belt.
Yeah.
Sounds really bad, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Now, did you do pay-per-view, rent, go to the movies?
I actually rented it one time, and
And fell in love.
And how much did that rental cost you?
It was one of them Family Dollar rentals.
2 hours of his life.
Yeah. And if you paid more than $1, it was far too much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, if nothing else, Shane, the title of the movie got you. That's why you watched it. It's like, oh, Pootie Tang.
Give me some Pootie Tang.
Oh, no.
That's
like,
movie.
That's like something when I grew up in the hood back when I was a kid. Love it, Shane. That's great stuff, man. And we love you. It's always good to talk to you, man. Thanks for waking up and listening to us.
You too, brother. We'll talk to you later.
Love that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.